家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Teacher Adam.
Adam 老师，因为我们现在要开学了嘛。
That's right. It's the most wonderful time of the year, as many parents will be singing.
对 ，parents 觉得是 most wonderful， 但对很多小孩来说，哦。
Yeah,
back to school.
Aww.
好，那今天呢，我们就要跟大家说说，分享一下和开学相关的英语，以及其实在国外这个开学和上学和国内还是有一些区别的。So we'll get into those as well today. 那先要问一下 Adam， 这个开学啊，当然开。Open, 对吧、mm. 一个 business 要开门 ，open the business,、
right.
open the door.
Open the door.
那学校开学我们可以说 the school opens or the school reopens 吗、
So schools open after they've been closed, but schools aren't really closed in the summertime. They'll be closed after there's a disaster.
Oh, okay.
Or they'll be closed after something really bad.
就像今年因为有疫情嘛 because of COVID,、
right.
很多学校 they really closed.
They closed.
所以九月新开学就是 they are like opening or reopening.
Right, right. So you can use both words there.、Schools are opening again or reopening.
但是这个开学也让我想到，因为是一个新学年的开始嘛，就更像 the start or the beginning of something new.
Right, right. So you can say school starts in September.
Yeah.
If you really like that sound.
Yeah, school starts. 所以在北美学校也是就暑假过完也是九月一号开学是吧
yeah, after Labor Day.
那再回到刚刚那两个词啊 start and begin.
Okay, this is a great question, and I hope you guys will think this is a great answer. They are the same.
那也可以用在这个 context 里面吗 The school starts or begins in September.
School begins in November, or in November, I wish, in September.
但是这里非常重要的是我们要说 school starts or school begins, 把 school 放在前面。
Right, because whether or not your child goes, or whether or not you even have a child, school is still going to start.
但是当一个小孩很小的时候啊，可能他从就是小 baby 到可以上幼儿园托儿所，或者从幼儿园他可以到了上学的年纪，这个时候我们就会说 ，Oh, my kid is starting school.
Right,
什么什么
right, yeah. In this case, we pretty much would only use start. You could say is beginning school, but start school just gives me that impression of a little cute guy with this, you know, big backpack. And...
对对对，人生第一个重要的里程碑，迈入学校了、
Big milestone for all of us.
Yeah. 好，那说完了那么多。怎么形容开学啊？其实在北美啊，我觉得用的最多的是下面这个说法。
Right. So back to school.
Back or back to.
Right. Right.
这个 back to school 呢，我觉得我看到最多的是广告，什么卖文具的啦，或者百思买卖电器的都在那 back to school. Parents,、
sure.
你赶快来给你 kids shopping 买东西。
And that was the song that I sang earlier. Even though it's a Christmas song, they always play it.Late summer, and you can see the advertisements for pencils or something, and the parents are so happy, and the kids are all like, oh man, oh.
对 So back to school, 这个 back 呢，我们也跟大家讲过很多遍啊，就是比如你回家或者过年我们要回老家 back 的用法，对不对
Right, right, right. Now the one thing we always try to make you guys remember is that back is not really a verb. It can be a verb, but in this case, it's not. So go back, they're going back. We don't really say come back to school. I guess unless you run away from school.
但总之 back to school 就是一个短语啊。
Right.
比如 back to school shopping.
Back to school shopping.
刚刚对。
Back to school sales.
Okay. 我儿子的学校还有 back to school party.
Oh,
that's fun.
Is it?
是 fun. 我们每年都 barbecue 学校组织在学校、But of course not this year. 对、
yeah.
对。好，那开学以后呢？After you go back to school, 暑假过完，同学们都进入了一个新学年。 所以你可能在你的 grade 年级上面你又上了一级，对不对？
Right, so that would be called the school year.
哦，这个我想问你 school year, 因为在中国嘛，我们就是一年放两次假，暑假、寒假，然后就两个学期嘛，上半学期、下半学期。但是在北美很多地方，你们有什么三个学期是吗？
When I was a kid, it was two.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's summer. Like summer is the, it could be the third one. But summer school is usually for people that, how to be polite here.
但是现在不是也有小朋友也会有什么春假吗 ?Spring break 什么
?Yeah, but that doesn't really count. Like that's for more of, universities.
Okay, okay.
Like primary school, middle school, high school, that's usually just two semesters.
Okay. In any case, 这个整的一年呢, we call it a school year.
Right.
但是我们还有更,我觉得 very school specific 的说法,学期,对不对?
A semester.
哦,或者也可以叫 term 吗?
You can. A term is a length of time. So all semesters are terms.
In any case, 反正这几个词是大家在形容学期学年的时候常会看到和用到的啊。哎，那接下来我们再说说这个年级好了。那一年级、二年级、三年级。
Okay, guys, do not use the word year.
不可以吗？
Maybe in some small island somewhere where they speak English, they say first year, second year. No, we say first grade, second grade, third grade.
所以这里很重要的单词就是 grade.
Right.
G-R-A-D-E.
Right, so first grade, second grade, third grade, that's a little bit formal. Usually, like the little kid will say, you know, Mommy, I'm in grade two.
对,他会把 grade 放在前面。
Right, grade one, grade two, my grade three teacher, my grade seven teacher.
Okay, 好。那如果你问一个小朋友,你几年级啊?
Which grade are you in, or what grade are you in?
Okay. 诶,上个礼拜,我带我孩子出去的时候,还有一个老奶奶问他们说, Which grade are you guys in? 然后他们就说, Oh, I'm starting grade four. 就我要我会变成四年级开学了以后
Okay.
Or I'm going into 一个新的 grade.
Right. Right, because in the summertime, you're in a weird sort
like
of
in between
yeah. stage.
但是 grade 这个词除了 you know, grade one, grade two, 还有一个意思就是你在学校 like how well or how badly you did at school, right?
Right.
就是成绩的意思。
Right.
我们上次也跟大家讲过什么 results, scores, or your grades.
Right.
好，那接下来呢，我们要看看小学、中学高中英文都要怎么说
Okay, so a lot of you guys have heard the word primary
school,
right,、
yeah.
right. But the word we always use is elementary school.
所以是美式英语和英式英语的可能、用词习惯不一样是吧
Yeah, everyone uses a different word. It's the same thing. Primary, you know, that means the most basic. Elementary means the most basic.
是是是。所以 elementary 和 primary 啊、都是小学的意思。
Right, right.
在加拿大、like how many grades, how long is the elementary school education?
So that will depend on the area and it will also depend on whether or not there is a middle school.So, for example, where I went to school, we didn't have middle schools.
所以在北美就这个很复杂
yeah,
是吧
it's complicated.
就有些地区而且还有些学校它那个 system 不一样。
Right.
所以有一些 elementary school 是什么一到 one,
six.
Grade one to six. 然后有一些是
Or maybe it's six to eight. That's middle school. That makes sense.
我小时候在上海上小学的时候、our elementary school was grade, like from grade one to five.
Yeah, that makes...
然后但是现在 是不是学校是 grade one to six, 一到六年级。就你有孩子或者我们开眼有一些听众是中学生还有小学生的
right,
请告诉我们。
Please, yeah, because I have a feeling that China might have influenced me here. Maybe it is seven and eight are middle school. Where I went to school, it was in the countryside, so it doesn't really matter what you call the years.
你讲到这点其实 加拿大不要说 countryside 比较偏远的地方，在市区也有很多学校，因为小孩子很少、
right.
so they have mixed grades.
Yeah.
小学一二年级什么或者三四年级的小朋友在一个教室里面上课、
yeah.
然后是一个老师，就那个老师很辛苦，就、you know, they need to split their time between these different grades.
Yes,、
right?
yes. So I think I had a grade 3-4 split and a grade 6-7 split.
哦，好，那刚刚讲完了小学、中学，就是 middle school, right?
Yes.
嗯 ，middle school 我觉得是比较清楚的一个说法啊。但是我也就像我孩子的学校 ，they call it junior school.
Oh.
嗯 ，but I think middle school is the more general common term.
Yeah.
那高中呢？当然就是
high school.
啊 ，high school.
But in Canada, we also say secondary school.
好的，那今年呢，对于很多的学校来说啊，开学是有很多 uncertainty， 什么时候开学，开不开学，至少在北美是这样啊，或者有些学校说，maybe we need to do a blended model.
Okay, so what are we blending?
Online and
off.
Offline.
Yeah, not so online. Yeah.
对，因为疫情的影响啊，所以有一些学校，我们刚刚说的这个 blended model 就是融合线上和线下的一个 model， 就小朋友可能不用全天都去学校。
Right.
嗯，好的。哎，今天节目最后我要问 Adam， 你最喜欢的一首中文歌是什么？
啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。
同桌的你。
啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。Yes.
哎。同桌，你们在加拿大有这个概念吗
？No.
你们因为很 individualistic，
yeah,
都是很个性。I want my own desk.
This is my desk. Yeah, stay away from my desk. Yeah, maybe that's one of the reasons why that song influenced me so much, because I remember it was a teacher who was asking me about, you know, like, do you guys have this idea? Like, what, how do you say 同桌 in English? And like, we don't have that. But what we do have is individual desks that are sometimes pushed together.They can be separated.
Okay.
So like if I was talking too much to my friend, which often happened, the teacher could separate the desks.
所以在加拿大上课乱讲话也不行是吧
Right.
也会 okay.
But other problem, not enough money for books for everybody. So we have to share books.
I see. 好同桌那既然你们这里没有这个概念但也不一定因为我儿子的学校他们好像是小学部，大家不仅是同桌，有一个和你同桌的人，他们的那个桌子是一个小圆桌 ，so like 4 students sit together.、Mm. 因为 the idea is to teach kids how to work as a team.
Oh.
就是要从小让他们学习团队合作，所以就四个人坐一桌。虽然你们没有这个概念，但同桌我猜一猜啊，因为同班同学是 classmates 嘛，
right.
对吧？那同桌可以叫 deskmate 吗
Yeah, deskmate sounds pretty good.
Sounds good?
Sure.
Because I've always thought like 同桌 sounds very good. 就是又很浪漫然后又
I think it's
friendly.
A、yeah. better word. It's the same thing. It's like people ask me like 白酒 how to say in English, right? just call it 白酒 just call it 同桌
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。不知道我们的听众你的孩子或者你自己 Are you going back to school? And what kind of new things and changes are you seeing the school year? 好我们今天的节目就到这儿欢迎大家踊跃给我们留言反馈 Okay, thank you for listening and all the best in your new school year. We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye guys.